Live updates: Trump holds Georgia rally for Senators Loeffler, Perdue. By Tony Lee on January 4, 2021. President Donald Trump will hold a Monday evening rally in Dalton, Georgia, for Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:28 p.m. Trump now with his standard campaign closing statements. He then praises the great Herschel Walker and cites his 10.2-yard/carry after mentioning Athens, Georgia. Rally concludes before tomorrow's critical runoff elections that will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. 10:23 p.m., Trump again says there has never been anything like this in the history of our country. He then says the economy is coming back and the stock market is at an all-time high. He credits the vaccine. Nobody else would have done it. It would have taken so long. Trump says he is bringing many of America's troops home instead of defending foreign borders. 10:20 p.m., after airing every election grievance imaginable, Trump says there has never been a political movement like this. 10:03 p.m., Trump claims Democrats illegally flooded states with absentee ballots and drop boxes. He says Stacey Abrams also took Georgia's Republicans to the cleaners to change the state's election procedures. Trump claims the most unhappy person right now is Hillary Clinton because she's asking the Dem party, "Why the hell didn't you do this for me?" Crowd chants, "Lock her up." 9:56 p.m., Trump says Republicans must deliver a victory so big tomorrow that Democrats can't steal it or cheat it away. 9:45 p.m., Trump says Warnock and Ossoff are fringe extremists who will wreck everything Georgians hold dear. Trump invites Loeffler on stage. She announces she will object the Electoral College vote on January 6. 9:39 p.m., Trump now listing off Perdue's votes for Trump's judges. He says Ossoff is an unhinged radical leftist who supports the largest tax increase in America history. He says Ossoff promoted Chinese propaganda and will support the socialist takeover of American health care. He says Ossoff proudly joined the anti-police mob last year and slandered the brave men and women in blue. He says Ossoff will betray you and your family and it will happen very quickly. Trump now praising Loeffler for standing with law enforcement and border patrol. Trump says Warnock welcomed Fidel Castro to his church and said nobody can serve both God and the military. 9:33 p.m., Trump warns the left will also knock out the Senate filibuster if they win both seats tomorrow. Trump says police departments and people's life savings will be gone along with the Second Amendment, religious liberty, and borders if Democrats take control of the Senate. He says tomorrow could be the last chance to save America. Trump says that's why he is here, even though he doesn't like doing rallies for other people. He says the far left wants to demolish America's history and destroy everything Americans hold dear. 9:31 p.m., Trump says Democrats will add three states so Democrats will have a permanent majority in the Senate and guarantee themselves an Electoral College majority. He says they will pack the Supreme Court. He says he is not happy with the Supreme Court because they are not stepping up to the plate for him because he doesn't have standing in any lawsuit. 9:30 p.m., Trump says Democrats will ban voter ID laws and institute unsolicited universal mail-in balloting in every state. Trump says there will be a lot of eyeballs watching tomorrow's election. 9:27 p.m., Trump says Democrats will let illegal immigrants pour in from everywhere. He says they will overwhelm communities. Trump speaking about caravans of illegal immigrants. Trump says Democrats will implement nationwide catch and release if they win both Senate seats tomorrow. He says they will turn the country into a giant sanctuary for illegal immigrant criminals and MS-13 gangsters who will go straight into the school system. He says Democrats will also eliminate private insurance and Americans will lose their doctors. 9:26 p.m., Trump says he doesn't want to change the name of Fort Benning. 9:24 p.m., Trump says if Republicans win tomorrow, he will get no credit. He says he will get all the blame if they lose. 9:23 p.m., Trump says the radical left want to turn America into Venezuela with no jobs, no prosperity, no rights, no freedom and no future. 9:22 p.m., Trump guarantees he'll be in Georgia campaigning against Governor Kemp in a year and a half. 9:19 p.m., Trump tells Republicans to not let the radical left rob them of their votes. He says voters can't let Democrats steal the U.S. Senate. He says Loeffler and Perdue are running against the two most liberal candidates in history. Trump says they will rubber stamp the agenda of Bernie Sanders, AOC, Stacey Abrams. He wonders why Republicans are petrified of Stacey Abrams. Trump asks, what's that all about? 9:17 p.m., Trump claims he won the election in a landslide. He rattles off the usual statistics, like winning the largest share of the non-white vote of any Republican president in 60 years in 18 of 19 traditional bellwether counties. 9:16 p.m., Trump says the people of Georgia will be at the mercy of the left-wing socialists and communists and Marxists if Republicans lose both of Georgia's Senate seats tomorrow. 9:15 p.m., Trump says radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked power over every aspect of people's lives. Trump says if liberal Democrats take over Congress and the White House before checking himself and saying he is going to fight like hell for the White House. 9:12 p.m., Trump says tomorrow's election is one of the most important in the country's history. Trump asks Republicans to swarm the polls and defeat the Democrats. He asks where a quarantining Perdue is. Trump says Loeffler and Perdue fight for him. Trump says Republicans will never forget Republicans who don't fight for him. 9:10 p.m., Trump claims there's no way he lost Georgia because it was a rigged election. Trump tells the audience Biden was here today and had only 14 people. 9:06 p.m., Trump is about to get out of Marine One and get the rally started. 8:58 p.m., in a video message, Perdue, who is in quarantine, warns that if Democrats take control of government, they will pack the Supreme Court and allow illegal immigrants to vote. He says Messrs. Warnock and Ossoff will be rubber stamps for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's socialist agenda. 8:50 p.m., the rally should be starting shortly. 8:25 p.m., fearing that many pro-Trump Republicans will stay home on Tuesday, Donald Trump Jr. urged Republicans not to take their ball and go home because they are upset Trump lost Georgia. 8:20 p.m., Trump expected to speak at the top of the hour. President-elect Joe Biden's competing message at a much smaller rally.